Hello. You're listening to the Authentic Online Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ruthie Gray, and I am spending all of April in my Instagram stories only. No reels, no posts, no lives, no nothing, just stories. Why would I want to do something like that? Well, go listen to last week's episode called Ruthie's Instagram Sabbatical Using Only Stories for 30 Days, and you will know the scoop. We'll link it in the show notes, by the way, so you don't have to go hunting for it. And everything that I reference today will be linked in the show notes as well. Today, we're going to learn how to decipher your story analytics so that you can repurpose what works for you. And I promise this is not the dry subject that it seems like it is. It's actually really fun to dig into your story analytics, and we're going to get going, and you're going to be excited by the end of this episode. So now, listen in.
Welcome to Authentic Online Marketing with Ruthie Gray. Growing awareness for your blog, podcast, book, or product involves more than dancing to reels and yelling, "Buy my thing." This show models quality over clamor so you can put your spin on your message and market in a way that feels authentic to you, because nobody wants to sound like an infomercial. And now, here's your host, Ruthie Gray.
All right, how to decipher your story analytics to repurpose what works for you, and more importantly, what works for your audience. That's really the judge, right? The audience dictates what you need to share more of. Okay, and then I want to say before we go any further, please be sure to subscribe to my private podcast. The link is in the show notes, as listeners are learning even more insider tips for stories over there, such as exactly where to find all the analytics we'll be talking about today and a more detailed explanation of what they mean. And that is a lead-in into this episode, sharing the first two steps to discovering and using the story analytics. So be sure to listen to that episode after you listen to this one so you can use the two together for savvy story marketing. Today's episode starts with step three, know your post goals. That simply means when you're posting in your feed, what are your goals for that post? You should know what they are. Have you ever thought about that? Or are you just randomly slapping up posts just so you can say, "I did a post"? Listen, we've all been there, but there is more strategy and purpose for you to tap into. And that's what I'm trying to teach you, how to share your message in your authentic voice. So today we're focusing on four goals you should have for your posts and how you can use the story analytics to determine those post goals based on what works and what falls flat in your stories. Now, I do want to say that you won't have insights if you have a private Instagram account or just a personal Instagram account. Doesn't even have to be private. You're not going to have insights unless it is a professional account. And by the way, a professional account doesn't cost anything. You can convert your account. And I highly recommend you do, because it gives you all kinds of insights. I have been sharing stories for the last 5 years since they came out. I loved stories from day one. In fact, stories on Instagram are probably my superpower. Of all of the things you can do, reels, posts, live, stories just are where it's at for me. I love stories because to me, they're no pressure, low pressure. And this is why I want you to use stories more, because you can use stories to find out what your audience wants. It's super low pressure and also fun to find it out. And let me just reiterate, as you know from this series, I've been doing only stories for the month of April 2024. I'm not veering from that. So after I'm done with April, you can bet I'll be looking into my stories analytics to see which ones perform well so I can share more of that content. By the way, you'll learn in the last episode of this podcast this month on the 29th, I'm going to share 10 ways to repurpose your stories into ongoing content that can also go on other platforms besides Instagram. So be sure to stick around for the whole series, the whole shebang. Here's a tip. The more engagement you get on your stories, the more replies, the more clicks to polls and so forth, the more story watchers you'll get. It mounts up. So that's something to keep in mind. And this is why you want to know your analytics so you can know what works. Now, if you are confused about stories, don't even know what to share in stories, you need to go click on the linked podcast that we put in here called What to Share in Stories, and that will clear that up. We may include a few more of those links. So if you are like, I don't get this stories thing, I'm not going to listen to this, this doesn't mean anything to me, go back and listen to those episodes because you won't be lost after you listen to them and you'll realize the purpose of stories. All right, so now step three is to know your post goals. Knowing your post goals is talking about for repurposing your story content into reels and posts, all the other content that you can do in Instagram. So when you're looking at your stories, you're looking at your data and your analytics, but what are you really looking at? Well, let's dissect it so that you can turn these stories and this information into posting that will work for you. But first, you have to know your goals. Knowing the goals for each post that you have determines the post performance. And I'll tell you what those goals are in a second. Story watchers, the people you're getting this data from, are super fans. They are your target audience. How do I know that? Because my story watchers are the people that are most engaged with my stories. They're the ones that keep coming back and watching it every day. They're the ones that click on my links that I share. They're the ones that get on my email list. They're the ones that have conversations with me. These are the warm bodies. They are my super fans. They're my peeps. They're your target audience. You can pinpoint what works and what doesn't work. The data is there, but what does work, you want to repurpose for your target audience. So let's look at the top four metrics to dissect because they give you a lot of metrics, but we just want to look at the top four. The first one is kind of a duh moment. It's the reach because that's the one that they default to. Number two is replies. Number three is link clicks. And then number four is profile visits. So let's talk about these four things. The reach is the total people that viewed your story. Those are your most popular stories. So you cultivate community and stories by sharing behind the scenes. And you can share similar stories like your top stories, but you want to look at this data because your true fans are doing this for you in your stories. They're telling you what they want. That's your target audience for Instagram. So the goal breakdown is to analyze and reuse this type of content. You can reuse it in stories, and then you can repurpose it in your posts. If reach is your goal, let's say you want to make a reel that reaches more people that are outside of your followers. That is something that reels are very good for. They're known for reaching people who aren't your followers already. They're not in your follower crowd. So if reach is your goal, then go to your stories and see what your top story is, or the top several stories are, and then try to duplicate that in a reel. Okay, number two, replies. If replies is your goal, what do people reply to in your stories? What kind of replies are you getting? Anytime I put something in there about my mom, people reply. She had a tumble. There were many people that were praying for her and reaching out to me. That's just an organic, unelicited response. My very funny grandson got a lot of comments about a video I shared of him. My people love family stuff. And they also love when I share passages of scripture from my morning reading. But I don't only do these things. These things I do so that people can get a sense of the person behind the account. And they can see what we have in common. And this is how they bond with me. And this is how they'll bond with you too, when you share a few personal things. So as far as business goes, I share marketing tips and podcast promo, work with me info, my book. Polls always do well for me. And this is how I research my audience to find out more about their interest in my offerings or even what to teach on the podcast or in my trainings. So if replies is the goal in your stories or in your post, look at what's getting the replies and do more of that. The number three metric is link clicks. If link clicks are the goal, what did they click in your stories? Driving traffic to your website or newsletter, you can log your top clicks and think of ideas for similar content. When I promoted the Flourish Writers Conference, for instance, not in my feed, but in my stories, I got all kinds of clicks on that. That tells me that my audience is largely writers and they want this content. When I first shared the link to my private podcast with a photo of my finger over my lips, I got about 15 clicks. So I knew I was on the right track. So link clicks, what they clicked on or what they didn't click on is data. And I'm going to tell you right now, you have a much higher likelihood of getting link clicks in your stories than you do in your bio. That is a fact, Jack. And this is another reason why you need to be using stories. The fourth metric you should be using is profile visits. Is what you're sharing in stories evident in your profile? Is it cohesive with your profile and your LinkedIn bio? Do you provide the necessary avenues to the information they're seeking? During this month, I have been directing traffic to my stories from my pinned posts, which we talked about using pinned posts and arranging your grid of nine so that people can see more of your offerings and what you're about, kind of like a business card, setting it up like that before you completely leave them in the dust and just go to stories. So what I've been doing with those pinned posts is telling people to watch my stories. And I set this up before I made the transition to only stories so that I wouldn't have to make a post later and so that I could continue to direct traffic to my stories. So to recap, the top four analytics that you want to be looking for in stories are reach, replies, link clicks, and profile visits. In our next episode of this podcast, coming Monday, April 29th, I'll share 10 ways to repurpose story content across Instagram and beyond. And be sure to watch for the next episode drop on the Private Podcast 2024 Marketing for Creatives, where you'll learn some story features you may not be aware of. If you have subscribed to that private podcast and you can't find it now, it lives in the podcast app where you listen to the initial episode when you subscribed. So every time that we drop a podcast episode in the private podcast, you should receive an email from Lenora Gray, that's me, via Hello Audio. The title will always be "New Episode is Here." And then it'll say Lenora Gray. So Lenora Gray is me. That's my secret name. It's actually my real legal name and not Ruthie. Ruth is my middle name. And when I was born, my parents said, oh, let's call her Ruthie. So it's been a whole big confusing thing for many people my entire life. So that is who I am. That is the email. That's the one that's going to tell you there's a new episode drop. So you can't click on anything in that email, but you will head to your podcast app of choice find the podcast. It's the pink image that says 2024 Marketing for Creatives. And listen, thank you so much for listening again today. If you enjoyed this podcast, why not share it with a friend or snap a screenshot and share it on Instagram in stories and tag me. The downloads for these episodes mean everything to us. They tell us that you're listening and that we are serving you well. Until next time, be sure to share your message, your way, and your own authentic voice in stories.